This time, we have permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Good morning, Mr. Watkinson.
Good morning, Commissioner Bowman and commission members. The page two items that we refer to are those projects over $50,000 in value for which we have conducted a public interest review and for which there are no opposition to the project, and staff is recommending approval. This month, we have a few more than normal. We have 15 items on our page two agenda, so bear with me as I read through the project descriptions. I will try to paraphrase a bit to shorten it some, but in some cases, I'll need to read the whole description, I believe. Item 2A, Dominion Power is requesting authorization to replace a buried 35 kV power cable west of the Route 223 bridge between Gwen's Island and the mainland of Matthews County. And this includes a crossing of a portion of what was public oyster ground, but that public oyster ground was removed pursuant to Senate Bill 921 of the 2011 General Assembly. That legislation has been signed by the governor and is enacted as Chapter 601 Acts of Assembly for 2011. This area is also known as the Narrows, and in this case, the line will be directionally drilled from the shoreline under the wetlands, but then jet plowed the remaining distance across the waterway. And in this case, we're recommending approval with the complete removal of the defunct power line and a royalty in the amount of $2,400 for the encroachment over 800 linear feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $3 per linear foot. Item 2B, this is a similar situation with regard to the legislation, but this line is a replacement of an existing overhead power line across the Piankatank River immediately west of the Route 3 Twiggs Ferry Bridge between Matthews and Middlesex counties. And this included an area of public oyster ground that was removed, again, based on the same legislation as the previous case. In this case, the 35 kV line will again be installed by the directional bore method under the wetlands, but the remaining portion in the river will be installed by a jet-assisted plow. In this case, we're recommending approval with complete removal of the existing line and two support towers, and in this case, a royalty in the amount of $6,300 for the crossing of 2,100 linear feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of $3 per linear foot. Item 2C, Galen Layfield requests authorization to construct three nearshore quarry stone sills. In this case, the area behind the sills will be nourished with 250 cubic yards of clean sand and planted with appropriate wetland vegetation, and this is adjacent to property located on Fishing Bay in Middlesex County. In this case, we're recommending approval with the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $97.20 for the nourishment over 1,944 square feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of 5 cents per square foot. Item 2D, the Virginia Department of Game, Animal, and Fisheries is requesting authorization to install six stone breakwater structures, and this is including the placement up to 44,450 cubic yards of sand nourishment landward of the breakwaters at their property situated along the James River at the Hog Island Wildlife Management Area in Surrey County. Item 2E, the City of Virginia Beach is requesting authorization to construct a permanent dredge material offloading facility and basin and a public canoe kayak launching pier in Thalia Creek near Virginia Beach Boulevard. In this case, the transfer facility will require the mechanical dredging of 9,525 cubic yards of state-owned submerged bottom with anticipated future maintenance to establish maximum depths of minus 6 feet at mean low water, and this will connect to the existing city channel within the western branch of the Lynn Haven River in Virginia Beach. In this case, staff's recommend an approval for a five-year permit due to the proposed maintenance dredge cycles. Item 2F, Scott County Public Service Authority is requesting authorization to install an 8-inch ductile iron water line under three separate waterways in the Clinchport community in Scott County. Those waterways will be Mill Creek, Cove Creek, and the Clinch River. And in this case, we're recommending approval with our standard in-stream construction conditions. Item 2G, and given the nature of this project, I'll read the entire description. Zapata Haney Corporation / Omega Protein Incorporated is requesting authorization to mechanically dredge approximately 30,912 cubic yards of state-owned submerged lands to establish a maximum depth of minus 15 feet mean low water, construct and backfill a 478 linear foot steel sheet pile replacement bulkhead aligned a maximum of 6 feet channeled of mean low water, construct a 12-foot wide by 150-foot long commercial pier, a 36-foot long by 30-foot wide pier extension, and 7 cluster piles at the company's facility situated along Cockrell Creek in Northumberland County. In this case, staff's recommending an encroachment royalty of $6,750 for the filling of approximately 1,350 square feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of $5 per square foot, an encroachment royalty of $4,680 for the encroachment of the pier and decking over 2,340 square feet of submerged lands at a rate of $2 per square foot, a dredging royalty of $13,910.40 for the new dredging of 30,912 cubic yards at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard, and a $99.54 encroachment royalty for the fender piles over 49.77 square feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of $2 per square foot. And in this case, the total royalty would be $25,439.94. Item 2H, Wormley Creek Marina, is requesting authorization to construct approximately 200 linear feet of replacement bulkheading and to replace 433 linear feet of fixed pier and 149 linear feet of L-head docks with approximately 458 linear feet of floating pier and 154 linear feet of L-head and T-head docking, resulting in a net reduction of 5 slips at their existing marina situated along Wormley Creek in York County. Item 2I, Virginia Rail Express, is requesting authorization to expand their rail service by adding an additional track from Arkindale to Powell's Creek in Prince William and Stafford counties. This will include a 162 linear foot bridge crossing over Chappawamsett Creek, a temporary causeway along 375 linear feet of the bank of the Potomac River for installation of an upland bulkhead, a bridge crossing over 600 linear feet of Widewater Creek, and the installation of a third track on the existing bridge over 1,575 linear feet of Quantico Creek. Item 2J, Vincent Radley is requesting authorization to install 2 140-foot long and 1 160-foot long armor stone breakwaters. They also wish to construct 1 100-foot long by 20-foot wide stone spur extending 90 feet channeled of low water, and to nourish landward of the breakwaters with approximately 3,000 cubic yards of beach quality sand, in this case to be planted with American beach grass and Atlantic coastal panic grass, and this is adjacent to property situated along the Potomac River in King George County. Item 2K, Michael R. Turner is requesting authorization to install a 100 linear foot stone breakwater. It also wishes to construct 2 stone spurs extending approximately 33 feet channeled of mean high water, construct 165 linear feet of riprap revetment extending a maximum of 3 feet channeled of mean low water, and nourish landward of the breakwater with approximately 850 cubic yards of beach quality sand, and again to be planted with American beach grass and Atlantic coastal panic grass. And they also wish to extend a stone groin a maximum of 60 feet channeled of mean low water, and this also is adjacent to property along the Potomac River in King George County. Item 2L, Lyons Shipyard Incorporated is requesting authorization to dredge 13,750 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material by mechanical and hydraulic methods from two existing marine railways at their property adjacent to the Campostella Bridge along the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. And also, they request the future maintenance dredging on an as-needed basis of up to 10,000 cubic yards per dredge cycle. In this case, all dredge material will be transported to and disposed of in an upland landfill. In this case, staff has recommended the inclusion of the standard dredging conditions and the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $6,187.50 for the dredging of 13,750 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material at a rate of 45 cents a cubic yard. Item 2M, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is requesting authorization to install and backfill approximately 800 linear feet of replacement bulkhead that will be approximately 3 feet channelward of an existing deteriorated bulkhead adjacent to the NOAA Marine Operations Center along Smith Creek in the city of Norfolk. In this case, the proposed project also includes the installation of two replacement composite mooring dolphins and a channelward reduction of two existing floating pier platforms to accommodate the new bulkhead. Item 2N, the Norfolk Department of Utilities and the Elizabeth River Crossing LLC is requesting authorization to install by horizontal directional drill a 36-inch diameter waterline crossing beneath approximately 3,010 linear feet of the submerged bed of the Elizabeth River, immediately upriver of the Midtown Tunnel between the cities of Norfolk and Portsmouth. And last, item 2O, Norfolk Southern Railway Company requests authorization to maintenance dredge on an as-needed basis up to 35,000 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material per dredge cycle to maintain maximum depths of minus 53 feet at mean low water on either side of Pier 6 and minus 38 feet at mean low water on the south side of Pier 5, and this is at their Lamberts Point facility along the Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. And again, staff would recommend inclusion of our standard dredging conditions. Try to answer any questions you might have.
Just as a matter of clarification on 2M, the last sentence you indicated the proposed project also includes installation of two replacement composite pile mooring dolphins on a channel where you had reduction, but that should actually be relocation, correct?
You're correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure for the record. Any questions from members of the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience, pro or con, that wishes to be heard on these matters? They're seeing none. The matter is before the commission. Before we vote, Mr. Plumlee?
I have actually five items I need to abstain from voting on. These are either former or current clients of our law firm, and I have not had an opportunity to check on some of the former clients to see if anyone in our firm, any member of the firm, is currently doing any work for them. So these are items 2A, 2B, 2C, 2E, and 2O.
2E and 2O?
Right.
Okay, would you like to make a motion, or would anyone like to make a motion to consider those items that will not be voted on by Mr. Plumlee?
Move to adopt as read by staff.
Okay, and for the record, that would include, at the present time, we'll vote on the ones that the entire commission can vote on initially. So that would be item 2D, 2F, 2G, 2H, 2I, 2J, 2K, 2L, 2M, 2N. Is that correct?
Correct.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Next items we'll be voting on. Chair will entertain a motion on the remaining items. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve items 2A, B, C, E, and O.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion on the items? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Any abstentions?
I abstain.
Okay. Let the record reflect that Mr. Plumlee has abstained on items 2A, B, C, E, and O, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you very much.